At Texas Mutual Insurance Company, safety is number one. It's how we help protect Texas workers and help our policyholders build stronger businesses. Want to learn more about the number one way to a safer workplace? Ask your agent or go to WorkSafeTexas.com.
The saga of Legacy West is just remarkable. I mean, this whole thing has just sprung up overnight. And, of course, the catalyst was Toyota announcing they're going out there and put 4,000 people, and then along comes FedEx and Liberty Mutual, and they're going to put another 4,000. What I don't think gets enough play is I think the largest employer among all these new buildings is not any of those guys. It's J.P. Morgan Chase. They're putting 6,000 people out there in a massive 50-acre campus. And it costs over $300 million from what I understand. And writing most of those checks has been Elaine Agather, J.P. Morgan Chase's chairman and CEO for the North Texas and Dallas area. It's good to have you with us.
Nice to see you, David.
So you still write those checks every month, right?
Yeah.
You got to make the draw.
We're so excited about this. You're right. 6,000 people.
Hey, what? I had no idea that. How many tellers do you have? Who are all those people?
So we have a little over 12,000 people in our Metroplex. So from Fort Worth, to Dallas and up to Plano. And this is a way to consolidate the people that we have in several different buildings. So we already have a consolidation out by in Tarrant County by the airport. And then we obviously have our headquarters downtown, 2200 Ross.
Right.
And this is a way for us to put everybody together, three buildings, room for more.
Campus way,
6,000 people, and for us, it's a great way for our employees to have mobility. When you put everybody together like that, there's opportunity for other jobs. We'll basically be handling our consumer and businesses up there, and it's amazing what's happening, as you know, around us, our neighbors.
No, but I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, you're going to kind of bump into your colleagues that you've only emailed or telephoned with before and that sort of thing. But I'm serious. So who are all those people? What do they do?
A combination of, we'll have retail, we'll have our mortgage operations, large mortgage operations.
Servicing mortgages.
We have a lot of just money movement, as you know, we move trillions of dollars across the world.
Really?
And so we have a lot of that operation group that has moved over years to different buildings and through mergers. And so this is a way to get everybody together. And I think the feel of today, 2017, compared to when we built one in 99, the ambiance and the ability for them to kind of live, work, play today is really exciting for these employees, because they can go out to a restaurant, it's...
No. Different. I mean, it is. It's a different work lifestyle. But so that many. I'm sorry. I'm still hung up on the number of people. 12,000 people.
Right.
So you all are working beyond just the borders of the state of Texas.
Absolutely.
I would assume,
when I moved down, I started at Chemical Bank, and I moved back to Texas in 1985, and I've been at the bank 100 years. So I moved back in 85, and there were only 5,000 people in our state. Today, we have almost 29,000 employees across the state of Texas. We have moved.
So you got half of them.
And we have half of them up here. And we have what we call in our organization hubs. And North Texas is viewed by our headquarters in New York as a hub, a very important hub for the country. And so you will see, this is evidence of it, that we put money in it. We want to grow it. We have room to grow more. We think the employment, the center of the country, everything we know why we live here, but the organization, J.P. Morgan Chase, recognizes that. And so we're real excited about it.
But your business, and you've been in it, you mentioned the days, but you've been in it a long time. There's been a tremendous evolution toward modernization and computers, and I thought we'd eliminate it. I mean, the Federal Reserve used to fly checks out of Love Field every night, and they don't do that kind of stuff anymore. Your business has changed a lot.
It has changed so much, and there's so much more automation, and we continue to improve all of that. But you still have, this is one of the this is the largest region outside of New York City.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of so many things we do, which, as you know, is everything from large mergers in the investment bank to, but you have to move that money to the consumer business and the credit card business. Huge business.
Yeah. Oh, no, of course. That is an area I know that has grown tremendously. So tell me about the headquarters. Now, you're going to stay downtown.
We're staying downtown.
But you're going back and, I assume, go back and forth.
1,000 people. And then the other thing that I've been thrilled about is, the management here has been involved. To build this building, they just didn't go build a building and put 6,000 people in it.
Yeah.
The advisory council of myself and several senior people in the regions, they said, what else can we put here? This is, the hub. What is important to have? And we have so many businesses that, because it is where it is, to bring, say, our, investment bank business, you can have a meeting here for the whole country. And so we have a beautiful client center, really state-of-the-art building with building a new home, everything you want in it.
Right, yeah.
And it's going to be great.
So you have direct access to the airport,
I guess,
so people can come in.
And so that will attract not only, as we grow it, but our colleagues from around the world. This will become another hub like New York. This is where they will meet to discuss and talk and plan.
Yeah, a little easier place to get in and out of, too.
Transportation, we've kind of worried about that. Because it is growing. I mean, you just look out the window, and there's some new express bus routes that we're very excited about. So there is a lot of thought about how to make transportation.
Did you map where your people? Because I know, everybody wanted your business. I mean, Irving and Grapevine and Frisco and everybody else. Did you map where your people live now?
There's just a huge amount of people that live in that area.
Yeah.
And that's why we went there to begin with. Because the closer you can get to your work, more days you have and enjoy them.
Well, and you want to, it's tough enough to get good people. And then you want to retain them, what you got.
And our work first for the future, that is who we're building this for. Because they want restaurants and they want ambiance.
Yeah.
And we got it.
I like that. So if memory serves, you guys were the last out of the chute of all these companies that have been announced out there. So when do you start moving in?
We move in this year, second half.
Oh, really?
And we'll be completed probably by beginning of 19. We'll phase people in. And then we'll look and see if there's room for more.
All right. So is there going to be a drive-through window?
No, for you, yes.
Elaine Agathers, president and chairman and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Texas, was just keeps on growing. It's always good to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.